the cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay. But that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A man with a born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The search for answers in Monday's deadly Madison, Wisconsin Christian school shooting goes on. ABC's Lana Moise has more about the 15-year-old girl who took her own life after killing two and leaving six wounded.
ABC News has learned police are focusing on social media accounts associated with the teen, which paint a portrait of a young person gravitating towards potential neo-Nazi ideology and violence. Online posts also showing images of guns and previous school shootings, and a post on X minutes before the shooting that appeared to resemble a white power sign.
Ukraine says its forces were behind the killing of a senior Russian general who headed up the military's biological, nuclear, and chemical programs. A New York judge, Juan Merchan, has refused to dismiss President-elect Trump's hush money felony conviction based on arguments of presidential immunity that his legal team put forward. It is still unclear, however, when or even if sentencing will take place. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with seven proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets were higher, January up 30 to 2029, February up 17 to 1999, March up 17 to 20 even, April up 8 at 1966. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up a quarter to 173, 40-pound blocks up 2 1/4 to 182 and a quarter, 3 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 3.5 to 250, 10 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 137 and 3/4, no trades, dry whey down 4 3/4 to 74 and a half, 6 trades on the day. Live cattle markets, feeder cattle markets, and hogs were all mostly lower. For the cattle markets, there was traders questioning how much more fundamental support will arise this week after last week's higher cash cattle markets, and if the futures contracts have more immediate upside potential, even though boxed beef prices were mixed and demand in the countryside for feeder cattle remains high, but it wasn't enough to support the cattle markets today. Hogs also moving mostly lower. Pork demand may be supportive as carcass prices were higher, but traders want to see more follow-through from buyers before they move hogs higher. December live cattle down $1.62 to $192.02. January feeder cattle down $2.10 to $255.55. February hogs down $2.05 to $83.55. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mostly higher after weekly export inspections were solid at 1.13 million metric tons. Soybean futures mostly lower, a lack of fresh news to move markets higher, and also continued positive South American weather pressured prices, while wheat markets moved mostly lower as well, as the plains look to be warmer and drier for the balance of December. March corn up 3 to 445, new crop up 1 1/4 to 440 and a quarter, January beans down 6 1/4 to 982, new crop down 7.5 to 998 and 3/4, March wheat down 2 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 388, January 391, new crop 380, cash beans 902, January 907, February 901, new crop 909. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 405, January and February 405, March 407. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 405, January 405, Synergy Co-op Oak Mound, cash in new crop corn 390, cash beans 902, new crop 923. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 393, new crop 390, cash beans 897, new crop 909. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 418, April 432, May 434, new crop 401. Cash beans 959, April 962, May 964, new crop 940. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 392, new crop 382, cash beans 911, new crop 925. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 176, market cows 96 to 120, bulls 120 to 152, calves 250 to 1030, beef steers 191 to 410, Holstein steers 199 to 317. Sheep markets, market lambs 175 and down, light lambs 205 and down, ewes and rams 85 and down. Goat markets, does 170 and down, bucks 200 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high today right around 30. Snow will continue through tonight with around an inch of accumulation possible. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23. And then we have more snow on the way for Wednesday night through much of Thursday. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on. Say, baby, I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen. But fate's got cards that it don't. just a walk away, Joe. Born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk away, Joe. Now just a little while into Abilene, pulls into a station and he robs it clean. She's waiting in the car, oh, underneath the Texaco star. She only wanted love, didn't bargain for this. She can't help but love him for the way he is. She's only 17 and there ain't. Boys, just a walk away, Joe. Born to be a believer, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's a wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk away, Joe.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDM.
Oh, oh yeah. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas pie hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit bring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing. Let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Dan and Shay rocking around the Christmas tree here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures low to mid-20s across the region. Snow expected later today. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour in our newsmaker segment, we'll be talking with Mike North from Ever.ag. Had a chance to talk with Mike last week during the Milk Business Conference. Get an update on some of the markets and some of the news behind the markets as well. That's coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A hearing in the U.S. Senate focused on improper dairy product labeling. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
The Food and Drug Administration performs the critical task of providing consumers with clear nutritional information by enforcing labeling standards. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's worked for years with farmers and dairy processors to eliminate the misuse of dairy terms in labeling imitation dairy products. She says FDA isn't clearing up the problem.
In 2023, the FDA published draft guidance that enables misleading product labels to remain on store shelves. The update merely provides voluntary guidance on nutritional labeling to plant-based processors, violating both FDA's rules for standards of identity and the Administrative Procedures Act. It's hard to believe that plant-based alternatives would willingly highlight the nutritional disadvantages of their products compared to real milk.
She said during a hearing that studies show conclusively that consumers mistakenly believe that plant-based alternatives are nutritionally equivalent or superior to dairy products. The imitation products have also been linked to health problems in infants and children. James Jones, Deputy Commissioner of Human Foods at FDA, testified during a hearing about why FDA only institute voluntary labeling guidelines.
If a plant-based milk alternative is labeled as milk instead of, for example, soy milk, that would be a violation. That is not allowable. The law doesn't prohibit the term milk in the labeling of such products as long as the name itself is not misleading. And we have a compelling amount of research that consumers are not misled by using terms such as soy milk or oat milk. They understand that it is not milk. So on the issue of using the term milk, you have to characterize what it is derived from. So it has to say soy milk or oat milk. You can't just say milk on such a label.
The FDA does ask manufacturers to label their products as not nutritionally equivalent to dairy products. Jones says that voluntary guidance is proving insufficient.
As you pointed out, we said we encourage manufacturers of these products to identify that they are not nutritionally equivalent to a dairy product. We have gotten a fair amount of comment that that is not adequate, and then we are taking that comment under consideration. Ultimately, I can't say where we will land that issue, but the nutritional equivalence issue is very much on our radar. And as I said, we've gotten a fair amount of comment along the lines that you've described around nutritional equivalence.
James Jones of FDA. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high today right around 30. Snow will continue through tonight with around an inch of accumulation possible. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23. And then we have more snow on the way for Wednesday night through much of Thursday. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lone Star and Santa Claus is coming to town here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-20s across the region this morning. While President-elect Trump is coming out saying that, you know, the daylight savings time switching clocks back and forth is inconvenient and maybe we should abolish all of that. Now, it's not sure if the president-elect's intent is to abolish daylight savings time entirely or just make it permanent. There has been a bill out there called the Sunshine Protection Act that sought to keep daylight savings time year-round. Now, it did pass the Senate, but it was stalled out in the House. Now, for us here at WRDN, year-round daylight savings time would be kind of bad for us. And the reason is during the winter months, by FCC rules and laws, we're not allowed to go to our daytime power until sunrise. So during the winter months, December, January, February, it isn't really until 7:45 in the morning that we're allowed to go to our high daytime power. If they pass this bill, that would make it 8:45 in the morning, which would be very bad, not only for stations like WRDM, but also other rural AM radio stations as well. So something that's, we're going to have to get some clarification on that. And that's something we'll kind of keep an eye on for folks. I guess for myself, I don't like changing the clocks back and forth. Guess I'd like to have one or the other. I guess I'm just the old school guy. Let's just do standard time and be done with it. But that's just me. So it's something we'll definitely have to keep an eye on. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Steffes Group. See the full December auction list at steffesgroup.com. Over the next 10 years, 24 new high-voltage electrical transmission lines will be built across the Midwest to connect Western power sources with population centers. The immense project would cost $22 billion, and it will impact landowners across the Corn Belt and Great Plains. I'll have more after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. The Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, or MISO, recently approved the largest transmission expansion in history, a $21.8 billion investment in high-voltage power lines. This backbone of 24 new lines is designed to connect renewable energy growth in the West and Midwest with new data centers and power consumers in major cities. In addition, MISO says the new lines will provide backup capacity for one another in severe weather events. The centerpiece of this expansion plan spans 9 states, from South Dakota to Michigan and southern Indiana. These high-voltage transmission lines are expected to unlock over 100 gigawatts of new renewable energy generation. But for farmers and landowners, the question isn't just about energy, it's about land use, compensation, and long-term impacts. To build these lines, utilities will need rights of way, potentially cutting across farmland. While landowners will receive compensation, those exact terms depend on the state and the agreements negotiated. Some landowners may welcome the added income, but others worry about the loss of productive farmland, disruption to operations, and restrictions on land use in easement areas.
The MISO timeline is ambitious, with projects slated to come online between 2032 and 2034. Planning and permitting are already underway, but securing land access will likely be one of the most contentious steps of the project. Landowners in affected areas are encouraged to engage early in the process to help ensure they understand their rights and the options that are available to them. In addition to land use concerns, MISO's expansion plan offers potential benefits for rural communities. By strengthening the grid, these projects aim to reduce outages and enable cheaper energy to flow across state lines. There are studies showing that a more robust grid could save consumers $16.5 billion annually by avoiding the need to build additional power generation. This could translate to lower energy bills for Midwest households and businesses. I'll be back with more after this.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
While not all Midwestern states have supported the expansion of electrical transmission lines, strong backing from governors in Illinois, Minnesota, and Michigan have provided the political support MISO needed to move forward, as power demand and electricity costs have continued to push higher in those states. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group, with over 80 years of auction experience. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying, just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television? JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round? Yes.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Everywhere I look, there's something.
out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise. Girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, cowboy.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Hey, come on in, everybody. Good to see you. Mucho gusto.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero ano y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero ano y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, espero ando de felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
everybody. Feliz Navidad.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A legislative study committee on Sandhill Cranes has made its recommendations. Following a fifth and final meeting last week, the panel of lawmakers, agriculture and conservation groups last week advanced a draft bill that would authorize Sandhill Crane hunts and fund compensation for farmers for crop losses. State Senator Romaine Quinn of Cameron said he thinks that it represents the best opportunity for any movement to address the issue. But State Senator Mark Spretzer of Beloit said he doesn't see a bill that includes hunting the cranes passing. The panel voted against a standalone crop damage support bill and did not vote at all on a bill for a standalone hunt. The combined bill will go to the legislature's budget committee for consideration. U.S. dairy continues to be a growth category at home and abroad. Internationally, cheese and whey exports are bounding for record levels and at home. Americans consumed 661 pounds of dairy products on a per capita basis in 2023, said Corey Geiger, lead dairy economist for CoBank. That 2023 figure is reaching towards the highest level since 1959. That, according to data released in late November by USDA's Economic Research Service. Back in those days, Americans consumed 672 pounds of dairy products as measured on a milk fat, milk equivalent basis. While consumption levels are similar in the 1959 and 2023 comparison, the dairy product mix is far different, Geiger notes. Consumers in the 50s drank a lot more milk than they do today. Legislators are working to try to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded, but there were rumblings over the weekend that essential aid for the nation's farmers wouldn't be included. Farm Policy News said Senate Agriculture Chair Debbie Stabenow moved conservation dollars from the Inflation Reduction Act into the baseline for the farm bill. She'd like to take the majority of those funds and put them into a package for farmers immediately. However, Speaker Mike Johnson said the majority of the GOP conference wouldn't support a proposed agreement that adds Inflation Reduction Act funding to the legislation's baseline. House GOP leadership said this is a Democratic priority, even though many lawmakers on both sides of the aisle support the move. Ultra-conservative GOP members want to outright cut those IRA dollars and block any additional federal spending. Additionally, some key Republican leaders want more money included for direct farmer aid. Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst of Iowa joined other colleagues in demanding answers from the Environmental Protection Agency regarding used cooking oil imports. The lawmakers want information on the agency's process for verifying the authenticity of the imports. Responding to a congressional probe, senior Customs and Border Protection official Troy Miller said the CBP considers UCO imports as pure, even when commingled with virgin vegetable oil such as palm oil. Based on that admission, the senators are slamming EPA's existing verification process as meaningless. Without a robust verification process, the credibility of the renewable fuels standard is at risk, and American farmers are likely missing out on key market opportunities, the legislators said in a letter. Through August, the U.S. has imported a historic 3.2 billion pounds of UCO this year, which is enough product to displace almost 270 million bushels of soybeans. American farmers should be first on the list, the letter said. The Farm Credit Administration's board received an update on economic issues affecting agriculture. The U.S. economy has continued to show modest growth through 2024 as gains in productivity support real wage growth and boost consumer spending. For agriculture, there's a sharp divergence in returns for crop and livestock sectors that has become apparent as producers enter 2025. Cash grain farmers are seeing lower returns with average incomes down sharply this year. In contrast, cattle and dairy farms are forecast to see strong income as lower feed costs benefit producers across the livestock sector. Specialty commodity producers continue to have been exposed to fast-growing costs such as labor and interest on farm debt. Farmland values in most regions have been flat in real terms this year. Early indicators find increasing softness in farmland markets as values decline for low-quality land and the number of transactions fall. Premiums for metro-adjacent farmland, however, have risen. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high today right around 30. Snow will continue through tonight with around an inch of accumulation possible. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23, and then we have more snow on the way for Wednesday night through much of Thursday. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Now and then, call up my baby, she comes over and the party begins. Yeah, she's a slick nickel, she's right on the money. I wouldn't give her up for a thousand buckle bunnies. I'm her big cat daddy, she's my little miss honky tonk. She's got my number, knows my favorite songs on the G-Bomb. Getting down like crazy and the whole place rocks. Yeah, we'll have a few and get to feeling right. She'll be my queen bee, I'll be her neon knight. Well, I'm her big cat daddy, she's my little miss honky tonk.
Upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sit and smoke, cry and joke about these tears in my eyes. How could you
could you do what you've gone and done to me? I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me, but that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I bought them every one. You don't care, you rip and tear every dream I've counted on. That I should thank my unlucky stars that I'm alive and you're the way you are. But that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand.